Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Kingdom Hour, where we are sharing real life stories that are geared to impact and empower you in mind, spirit, body, and soul. Join us each week as our guests share wonderful stories about how they overcame.
Hello, everyone out there. This is Donna Ganny, and I'm joined here with Apostle Tanya today, and you are listening to the Kingdom Hour. And we welcome you for being here with us today, and we pray that everything is going okay in your area. Before we begin the program, can I ask you to open us up in prayer, Apostle Tanya?
Yes, certainly. Thank you so much, Dr. Ganny. It is a pleasure to be on as your guest this afternoon. I am honored, and I bless God for your faithfulness. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Oh, wonderful Jesus, we just bless you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We bless you for your faithfulness, oh God. Oh, Lord, we welcome your presence now, Holy Spirit. We ask you now, Lord God, that you would touch, Lord, each and every person that is listening, Lord, to this call, pre-recorded or the live interview, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just bless you for touching, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for healing. And Lord, we thank you for deliverance, God. And we thank you, Jesus, for sending our refreshing to your children today in the name of Jesus. Oh, and we bless you, oh God. And we promise, oh God, to give you all the praise and all the glory, oh God. Oh, Lord, be glorified, O God, in the earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for opening us up in prayer and inviting the Holy Ghost to be with us this evening as we are talking about the topic on... Our topic for today is about the spiritual warfare, healing, and deliverance, which is a very good thing because we all need to be full of and of the Holy Ghost and ready for warfare at every time. We also need there's an important time of healing, especially in this hour since we have COVID-19, disease and pestilence in the earth. We also have a strong need for deliverance in mind, spirit, and body and soul. Welcome to the Kingdom Hour, Apostle Tanya. Can you hear me okay, Apostle Tanya?
Yes, I can hear you now. Thank you so much for the warm, delightful introduction, Dr. Ganny. And you're correct. You know, this is a time in the nation where it has been a very hard time for us, tragic time. Many have lost their lives and, have not been, many are discouraged. And so there is a need and people are looking unto Jesus, which cometh our help. And there is that cry out for healing, crying out for deliverance. And so, you know, we just bless God for the opportunity to get on the line this afternoon and, share what the Lord has given us to share this afternoon with your listeners.
Amen. Amen. Well, can you tell the audience a little bit about yourself? How did you, get started in ministry and, where you are and where you're going?
Oh, yes. This is easier for me to write sometimes than to speak about myself. Amen. But by His grace, from a child, I just remember 3 and 4 years old, I spent a lot of time with the Lord, with God. I spent a lot of time, unusual way. I always had like a very big personality with my friends and very friendly and had many friends. But when it came time to being home, I spent a lot of time talking to God and praying from a young girl. I just remember fellowship with the Lord. And so he always had me from a young girl spending time praying and talking, which was very odd because I also had this opposite end of me, which was very outgoing and loved people. But when I was by myself, it was just me and God. And it was, you know, toys was fine and I enjoyed toys. But certainly my most favorite thing to do was to spend time with the Lord God. And so, you know, I knew from a young girl that, you know, my mom used to tell me that I was going to do certain things as an adult. And I didn't get into ministry, full-time ministry, until the year 2009. After my mom passed on and went to heaven, he called me into ministry. I, you know, went into seminary school. And, of course, you know, that's the first thing you do when God calls you into seminary school. But then there's this time when he begins to teach you himself. And so I've been in ministry since 2009 full-time. And by his grace now, I am the leader of Esther Crown Ministries, which is a healing and deliverance ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. And but still, Reverend Dr. Ghani, the thing that I love the most out of ministry, of course, is seeing people healed and set free and spending intimate time with the Lord. And that is still my most favorite thing to do. I enjoy the presence of the Lord. I enjoy that fellowship, the peace, the love, you know, the joy that we have when we're with him. That's my most comfortable place, even today. So we, you know, we kind of get turned around as an adult, but we always end up back where the Lord wants us. Isn't that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can run, but you can't hide. And one of the things is once it is established in the root, it will remain there and yes, will resurface again, no matter what routes we take in life. So how did you get involved in, you know, you talked a little bit about how you went through seminary and some of the things that ushered you into the perspective of going into seminary. How did you get in the area of teaching on spiritual warfare?
Well, seminary didn't teach me on warfare. I went really for Bible studies and to help with, you know, preparing mm-hmm. as a pastor. But I have to say my most teaching, I went a few months, went almost a year, and the Lord pulled me out and mm-hmm. really began to teach me through suffering. Mm-hmm. There is suffering. There is something great that comes from suffering. We can look at the Lord Jesus' life. Mm-hmm. Are you able to hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm listening.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. You know, when we look at our Lord Jesus' life, we see, you know, the beauty of suffering. And so suffering, you know, I was afflicted in my body very, very much. And in that suffering that started in 2009, the Lord began to produce in me, spend time on his, you know, in his presence and sit with him and spend time in the Word. I remember back in 1997, I was drawn to the book of Job. I don't know why. I always loved the Word of God, but I was drawn mm-hmm. to the book of Job, and I sat and I read that book. And yeah. that book, yeah. and I was young, you know, and I was reading that book, and that book prepared me for the suffering that would come later on in life. Mm. And so I would say that the teaching that I have learned by the Holy Spirit and that he has been so generous to spend time with me, teaching my hands to war, my fingers to, you know, he just spent that time. If we yield with him, we'll get the time that we need to become the warrior that we are, that we're called to be. To, you know, fight the battles seated in heavenly places. And so it was nothing that I thought I was going to do is not something that I decided. I want to be an intercessor. I want to be a warrior for God. That didn't happen that way for me. I went for Bible studies and to increase the word, and the Lord pulled me away and said, you're going to spend time with me. And so the suffering produced now being taught, you know, through me by the Holy Spirit. It was the suffering. The suffering produced the grace to teach. And if it had not been for me being afflicted, I would not have known the Lord's call on my life. So I suffered very much with many afflictions in my body that the Lord supernaturally healed me from. So many things that he uses me to pray for people, I've been through, and I've been healed of those afflictions.
Amen. Bless the Lord for that. That is truly a testimony of real life, you know, evidence that God is still working. What a blessing. So would you care to share with the audience about how you go about doing spiritual warfare? What are some of the ways that our audience can grow in spiritual warfare, in other words?
Say the first place, of course, is relationship with the Holy Ghost, with the Holy Spirit. He is our teacher. He's our comforter. He is my friend. He's our friend. And so the first place is the relationship with the teacher, with the Lord Jesus. He helps us. He's our helper. He teaches us how to war. And so the best way is spending time reading the word and praying. In the beginning, you might find yourself just praying scriptural prayers. And, of course, scriptural prayers is scripture prayers based on the word. And you you decree those things, and they shall be established. And the Lord will begin to grow you in stature. You'll begin to grow in stature with the word and intercession. Prayer is key. You know, we don't start out praying and interceding. We are trained to intercede by the Holy Spirit. And Lord Jesus, of course, is our chief intercessor. So spend time with the Lord, the Holy Spirit. Spend time with him. Allow him to develop that warrior in you. And read the word of God. Read it day and night. Meditate on the word. One of the things I really, truly enjoy, Dr. Ghani, is soaking and abiding in him. And, you know, soaking music is, you know, the Holy Ghost soaking music. There's a lot of different worshipers that are very anointed that we can listen to on YouTube, that you can find on YouTube. Sit there with the Lord, with your word, and soak with him. And during that quiet time, we receive revelation. He will reveal things in the word that are hidden to us. We're delighting and we're learning him. So that is the preparation. I don't think anyone can start out warring until they have developed a strong relationship with the Lord. And, of course, we read the word and really study the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 through 18.
Yes. So, is there, I mean, you know, how does a person know that they're actually in spiritual warfare? How can the audience know that they're in spiritual warfare?
A lot of times, we all go through warfare as believers. We go through warfare as believers. You can, for instance, you can be going through something in your body that is not, the doctors cannot find any diagnosis for it. That is an indication that you're under attack and you're going through spiritual warfare. A lot of things are generational, and then there is a lot of things that, you know, some people have a hard time finding jobs. marrying, difficulty with their children, chronic illnesses. Those are indicators. Those are just some of the indicators that we are, that you may be under spiritual attack and that you are in warfare. Unexplainable headaches. That was one of the things that the Lord had to deliver me from. I don't ever get headaches anymore. But that was one of the things that he kept attacking me with. Unexplainable headaches, just out of, you know, out of the blue. Those are the things that are indicators that you're under attack.
Right, right. I agree with you. Now, there's probably somebody out there that is listening in, and there's so many different teachings that we find out there, even in seminary schools. They, you know, they teach differently, whereby they may have been told that, you know, when you come to Jesus Christ, you don't experience, you shouldn't have any problems. What would you say to that?
Well, that's not biblical.
Yeah.
We look at Jesus Christ's life, and that's why I think the Lord pulled me away from seminary school, but I don't think that it isn't every seminary school. You know, there is some that I was actually looking for to finish school. So it's not, it's just where the Lord sends you. You have to be very sensitive, allowing the Lord to send you to the a spirit-filled school. You understand? And so for me, it wasn't his will. That doesn't mean it wouldn't be James' will. It wouldn't be the Lord's will for James. Now, but again, the Word of God tells us that there was warfare at the beginning of our Lord's birth. Warfare surrounded his birth. He had to be hidden. His stepfather, Joseph, received dreams warning him where to go, hide him. So it was warfare with the Pharisees. There was warfare throughout his ministry. There was warfare after he ascended. There was warfare with the apostles. And so the Word of God is infallible. It is the truth. So we always must go to the Word and find the truth in the Word of God. And the Word says that there was warfare. And and Jesus is saying yesterday, today, and forevermore. And so what he went through, we are going to experience. We are going to be persecuted as Christians and believers.
Yes. Well, I mean, you know, with this COVID-19, you know, it's just like, you know, I'm not going to say it's like the flu, but I'm just going to use it as a normal, common instance out there that it occurs with many people, you know, have had a cold or the flu or, you know, cancer. We have so many different things that are common now. And it's like when someone gets the COVID-19, they look at it as like it's a stigma. And it's like, you know, I don't want to tell anybody that I had COVID-19 because I'm a Christian. And the way that I will be looked upon will be maybe like I must not be a Christian if I had COVID-19. So that's why I asked that question. But I know, you and I both know that Job was considered as being righteous, but
yes,
you know, yes, he was considered righteous.
And look at
enough.
His life, and look at the suffering he went through. And if we ever need encouragement in our times, in this time, and in this hour, in our country, we should read about the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
read his life.
Mm-hmm.
Draw strength from reading about our Lord's suffering.
Yes,
draw strength from that. That is our. Why is the Word so powerful? I enjoy spending time with it because it is my strength. If you need hope, there it is there. It is not the Lord's will for any of his children to feel ashamed because they were infected with this virus. That is the enemy. That is a lie of the enemy.
Yes.
And I bind and cast that lie out now into any listener that is listening and the enemy is attacking them with guilt because they were infected or contracted that disease. That is a lie.
Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely. So how is healing and difference deliverance, you know, a lot of people say, is similar, but we know that it's different. How is it healing and deliverance? What is different? How is it different?
Healing, progressive. Healing is a progressive. Like I always try to explain, miracles is something that happens, of course, instantly, right? If you were sick and you're no longer sick in 2 seconds, you know that you have received a miracle. A healing is something that can happen over a time period. The Lord could be healing you. You've received the Lord healing. Mm-hmm. It may also be a term that is used for healing, and it is also a miracle. As far as deliverance is concerned, deliverance is usually deliverance from a demon, an affliction, deliverance from attacks on your mind, attacks on your heart, you know. There is, you know, a lot of people go through attacks with their heart. You need deliverance from that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we know that these things are important to believers, and especially in this season, healing and deliverance. Why is it applicable to believers at this time? Why do they need to really be aware and know how to battle at this time?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question. Why do they need to?
Okay, so the question is that, you know, we know that deliverance, healing, we know that spiritual warfare is very important. We know that those are very important in this hour, especially for the believer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For the believer. So what about how do a believer become, we talked about growth, how do they get more engaged in this? I know that you have a book about 40 days of prayer, and, you know, can you talk about that a little bit? How do they get more engaged?
Yes, I'd be honored to. Well, 40 days of throne room prayers was birthed during, of course, a time I had been on consecration with the Lord for a few years. And as I was coming out of consecration with the Lord, many things occurred, of course, during this season of consecration, which lasted a few years. And he began to speak to me and give me specific prayers to pray. And so those prayers came directly from, you know, the Lord then in that season of consecration from the throne room. And those prayers were to encourage me as an intercessor. So there were devotional prayers as an intercessor that he actually had me to write. And when I was writing them, I did not know he was going to call me to release this as a book. I thought this was for myself. I thought it was for my ministry. And I began to share them with my ministry. We have what we call it a text broadcast message service. And so the people that subscribe to my text message receives prayers throughout the week, daily encouragement. And so the Lord began to use me to release these prayers via text message. Still, he did not reveal to me his will that this was going to be a book until I was almost done with the book. And that is the Holy Spirit. He's, you know, he's so blessed. I'm so blessed by his personality. And so he didn't reveal it until it was the very end of the book. And the book is a devotional. It encourages. It's a devotional for intercessors. It's scripturally based. And the prayer came from my time of consecration. And I'm so blessed that it has been out since March. And God has touched this book. It was a specific time he wanted it released, and It came out the same week that the country shut down with the coronavirus. It came out, I think, 2 days after. And of course, I didn't have no idea that the country. And so during that week, it was like the most searched thing was prayer. And so God allowed the book to come out in his perfect timing. And so I'm very honored and so grateful, Dr. Ghani, for this book that is blessing many people. And it helps. It trains you as an intercessor reading the book. And it also anoints you. I believe the Lord is anointing intercessors to walk even stronger in their call as an intercessor by reading the prayers in this book. So I bless God for what he's doing through it. And it definitely would be a helpful tool for those that are looking to be and who they know they've been called as intercessors.
Yes, indeed. And the book is called 40 Days of Throne Room Prayers is the one that we're referring to, 40 Days of Throne Room Prayers by Apostle Tanya. And we're going to get into a little bit more about where you can find the book and find out more about her as well. But I wanted to talk about faith because oftentimes, you know, like in a season like this, maybe someone do not have the faith when they're going through sickness, because, you know, you may be bouncing backwards and forwards. I'm not going to make it. I am going to make it, you know. And you could be calling up on the Lord every few minutes, you know, when you're going through sickness. Let's talk about that a little bit. How did faith help you to overcome your sickness or the affliction that you were going through?
Oh, I'm getting a little teary-eyed with that question, because if it had not been for the faith, in his goodness, the Lord Jesus graced me with faith to be patient with the afflictions that were in my body. Mm-hmm. And we know that faith pleases God. And I've spent many times reading the story of Abraham. Jesus' life from a child. My mother always spoke to me about the Lord Jesus. And if you're going through anything, read about Jesus. And so I did that. And each time we spend time with the Lord by faith, he graces us with more faith to get us through whatever we are enduring. I know there is a story that I don't really want to get into right now, but I was so afflicted. This would take too long, but in my body, it attacked my whole body. And that got me through. His grace is sufficient through affliction. Yeah. And we must have the faith that pleases God and not waver. And when we do feel like we're going to waver, and I can attest that I have wavered, seek the Lord and ask him to strengthen your faith to go through it. Many times the affliction is a test. It's a test on our faith. So I can testify that the only reason I am still here is because of miracles. I should have been gone. And the faith that thy Lord gave me to wait on his blessed healing is how I could receive divine healing and miracles in my body that has caused me to have this blessed conversation with you this evening. If it had not been for the faith to wait on God and wait on his promise, because his promises is always the amen. And I can only encourage people who are being afflicted and waiting on God to release healing, to release answers to their prayers, to stay in the Word. Listen to the Word at night. Listen to healing scriptures that will continue to encourage you to wait for his answer. One of my favorite scriptures that I meditated on, Dr. Ghani, was in the first book of John, chapter 5, verses 14 through 15. And that scripture is that in this we have confidence that when we pray his will, he hear us. And when he hear us, he will fulfill the petition. So we know it is his will to heal.
Amen.
Unless
Amen.
He shows us that it isn't his will, we know that we are praying with his will for healing. And so we know as his children, he will heal. We have to have the faith to wait if we find ourselves waiting for the manifestation of his blessed, glorious, divine healing. And so that is where when we come into faith and we begin to waver in it, we must ask the Lord for the faith to wait on his healing.
Amen. Absolutely. So what would you say to the audience? Because, I mean, you know, it's not easy. A lot of people say, well, you know, oh, that's just easy. Pray to Jesus and he's going to help you. And like you said, you know, you can waver. You can have thoughts that come into your mind. You can have visions. You can go through hallucinations depending on what sickness that you're enduring. And I love the way that you said, you know, you have to stay inside of the Word of God, because we definitely need the encouragement of the Word of God that so we can hear what he says for us, and that will help us quicken our mortal body. It will give us, you know, the belief and the trust that we need in Christ Jesus. That whatever he says he's going to do in that word, that is going to manifest to his glory. Now, what would you say to someone right now? Because you said about the healing scriptures, you said, what is on your heart that the Lord has given you to say to the body of Christ right now for someone out there that is going through even COVID-19 or any other type of sickness at this time? We have so many different things that are happening in the world. Someone may have been wounded. What would you like to say to them right now?
I felt a little like emotional listening to you, and it felt like my heart was feeling someone suffering. I find that the Lord, he's so wonderful. He allows me sometimes to feel the suffering of another. And so I did feel a little sensitive to someone suffering while you were saying that they may hear this recording or is listening right now. And I'd say be encouraged. If God has promised you healing, he will heal. And the one thing that I have learned is that when we begin to meditate on fear, it will manifest in our body and delay the healing. We can't give any room to the enemy to be fearful. We cannot allow him. The word says, resist the enemy and he will flee. We have to be full of faith that thy Lord is going to answer the cries of healing. It is not easy. I'm not speaking just from some story. I'm speaking from a place of much pain and suffering and sickness myself. And it wasn't easy waiting on the Lord. It wasn't. But he promised me, he blessed me with dreams and visions that he was going to heal. And he gave me the kind of faith that I didn't even want to go to a natural physician, because level of faith he gave to me, and I needed it because I was very ill. He will grace you with the faith you need for your illness. He will. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Yeah. Be encouraged. I needed so much because I was very ill and it wouldn't stop. Quickly, it would go on for quite some time because I was also birthing out a miracle healing ministry. So, of course, you're going to be afflicted in your body. And so I just know that I know that I know that Jesus is a healer.
Yes,
and
he
one
is.
Of the things that the enemy likes to do, he likes to torment the children of Jesus with lies that we won't ever be well, and fear and torment about sickness. We mustn't give the enemy any room, those lies, because he is the father of it. Jesus is our healer. If he said he's going to do it, he is going to do it. Sometimes there is other ways that he will do it. He may use anointed physicians to heal. That wasn't the case for me. He may use those physicians to heal us. That doesn't mean we may not receive it the way sitting and worshiping or going to a service and worshiping and the Lord Jesus heal us. He may send us to a physician who is anointed or graced, or someone that he'll use an angel to come upon a physician to heal. So we must not be ignorant to heal it, about how we receive our healing. That is another place that the enemy, and I don't encourage that. And that's why we ought to seek the Lord for his will on how, on our bodies and how we will receive his healing. When we seek him, we will receive his answer. He's not going to not, he's going to answer. If you begin to seek the Lord and say, Lord, are you going to heal me? Lord, he'll give you a peace about it, Dr. Ghani. He'll give you a peace.
Yes.
He'll bestow dreams upon you. He'll bestow dreams and direct you. He'll send a prophet in your path to speak to you about 5 years from now. And you're saying, well, I'm afflicted. How is this prophet speaking to me about a business I'm going to have in 5 years? And I'm afflicted with cancer. Well, that's because God is not even dealing anymore with your affliction. He's telling you you're going to live. So we just have to be sensitive to how he speaks to us and use wisdom and go to our doctors, go and seek the doctor for a checkup, but believe the report of the Lord.
Amen.
The report of
Lord.
The Lord.
Yes, Lord.
No matter what he says, no matter what the physicians say, the great physician has the final word on us, on our healing, on our lives, on our destiny, and on our lifespan.
Yes, indeed. He absolutely does. And we trust and we believe in him because we know he is the creator, so he knows how to mold us and shape us the way he wants us to. You know, let's say that there's someone out there that is, you know, is not a believer, that do not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. What would you like to say to them right now?
I would like to pray for their salvation now.
Yeah.
I have a heart for the souls. Lord, I just thank you for that person, the person that is listening right now. I just want to say to you that the Lord Jesus loves you and Jesus is Lord and that he is not, it's not about religion. It is not. He's not someone that you cannot talk to. He is the most easygoing. He has the most easiest personality. He is comfort, and he loves us. And in our weakness, he makes us strong. He is our friend. And so I want to say, draw unto him now, even as you are listening to this call. If you're on this call, the Lord has called you, and he wants you to call, accept him as your personal Savior. Confess that he is Lord, according to Romans chapter 10, verse 9. In Jesus' name, I thank you now that whomever is on this call, Lord, now, will now say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I believe that you are the risen King.
I believe that you are our Savior. I believe that you are the Lord Jesus. I believe that you are the Son of God. I confess my sins and now come into my heart, according to Romans 10:9, according to John 6:63. In Jesus' name, I receive you in my heart, Jesus. I love you, Lord Jesus. Change me, change my life, Jesus, and fill me with your precious Holy Spirit, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So is there any other thing that you would like to share with the audience at this time?
I feel that there's something, yes. I feel that, you know, the nation, we talked about the coronavirus, and, you know, now there's the protests going on, which is very tragic that we're going through this and we're seeing this, and we're lifting up the family of George Floyd. I want to say to those that are listening that are feeling dismayed and discouraged, state of our country right now, to be encouraged. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. God is on the throne. Be encouraged. We as a nation have experienced great trials. But God is on the throne, and he is going to perfect those things that concern us. In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 And I'm in agreement with you that we have to put our trust in Jesus Christ. That's the only one that can save us in this hour. And that's where we need to be at, is seeking the Lord. Seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything will be added. That's where our faith and our trust really has to kick in this hour. We really have to stay there and stay away from the emotional trauma and the drama that the enemy is trying to put into our soul, so that we will not become subjected to allowing principalities of wickedness to work against us, because if we are emotional, we can't be spiritual, and we have to be spiritual in this hour. We have to rely on being in the Holy Ghost in this hour. So, body of Christ, again, I will say, wake up, wake up, wake up in this hour.
Yeah.
And before we go, Apostle Tanya, can you please share how, if anyone would like to get in touch with you for a speaking engagement, or for anyone that may want to get your book for intercessory prayer, and how can they get in touch with you?
Yes. I felt something when you said the emotions, because that is what is going on. And I just want to pray also that the people of God that are listening, you know, ask the Holy Spirit to govern your emotions. We need our emotions governed in this hour. And we need to be sensitive to how we are led by the Holy Spirit, and that we're always sensitive to his directing our paths. So ask the Holy Spirit to govern our emotions. Pray that. Lord, govern my emotions. Right now I'm angry. Right now I'm feeling rage. Right now I'm heartbroken about protests. Or, you know, it's difficult to watch people being sick. It's difficult to hear the reports, the numbers of the people that have lost their lives. Lord, I get angry. Lord, I want to give up. Ask the blessed Lord to govern your emotions. Ask him to govern your emotions. Submit your mind to him. Submit your will to him again. In Jesus' name, thank you. And I thank you, Lord. I was going to tell you about the book. The book is available on Amazon.com. It is also available on Google Play Books. You can also purchase 40 Days of Throne Room Prayers on Apple Books, and you can also purchase it on Barnes and Noble. the ebook version, and the hardcover version is coming out soon. I believe we were going to try to have it out this month, but I think we're going to do it sometime in June. I'm not sure when it's ready. It's just the timing with my workload. Ministry has been very, very, very overload, you know, recently, and so we're a little behind with some things, but it'll be released in God's time. He didn't give me a set time for the hardcover, but we pray that it'll be able to be released sometime in June. And but again, it's available on Amazon, Google Play Books, Apple iBook, and it will be available in bookstores everywhere once the book, the hardcover book, is released and life, you know, resumes to some sort of normalcy with the businesses and bookstores. As for how to contact me, the website is esthercrownministries.org. It's www.esthercrownministries.org. Also, they can follow my blog on www.apostletanya, and Tanya spelled TONYA.video.blog. And the ministry email address to contact me, to contact the ministry for booking and speaking engagements, .org, and or booking at esthercrownministries.org. But info is checked daily. We have to do a little bit better about the booking. It was just established. But either one is fine. Any questions, you can contact the ministry at info. We also have a number you can call, area code 314-721-3600-92530. But if we are, and I think 9 to 5:30. But of course, if we receive email, it'll be answered as quickly as possible.
Okay, awesome. I just want to repeat that again. Esther, E-S-T-H-E-R, crownministries.org. And that is the name of the website that you can go to. And the other one was Apostle Tanya, correct? Apostle Tanya dot?
Yes.
Dot video dot blog. I just wanted to make sure. And so the name of the book that you'll be looking for is 40 Days of Throne Room Prayers, 40 Days of Throne Room Prayers by Apostle Tanya. And you're going to find it's about a book that she brought out as an intercessor. And it says that it talks about a little bit about the different prayers and that you can be graced by and use in intercessor warfare. So please take time to go to Amazon.com and Apple iBooks, Google Play, Barnes and Noble to get the book. And if you want to get in touch with her again, she said you can reach her at info@esthercrownministries.org. We thank you for listening in to the Kingdom Hour. Before we close out, Apostle Tanya, can you pray for the body of Christ? Thank you.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, blessed Lord, we just bless you for this blessed time of fellowship. Oh, God, we thank you for your children, Lord, that you, oh, God, hear the cries of your children, Lord. Answer, Lord God, the cries speedily of your children, oh, God. There are cries, Lord God, for healing. There is cries for deliverance, Lord God. There is cries for peace, Lord God. Lord, remember the cries this evening, oh, God. We bless you, God, answers, Lord. Lord, we bless you, Jesus. We thank you for your angels that come for our words, according to Daniel chapter 10, verse 12. We thank you for your angels that do your bidding, according to Psalms 103:20, Lord Jesus. Oh, we bless you, Lord, as we send them forth, oh God, to every state, city, city, region, county now, God. Lord God, bring peace. We declare peace within the walls of this country. We thank you, Lord God. We lose healing to those that are begging and crying out for healing. Oh, God, we lose healing and deliverance on the line, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you for salvation, Lord. We bless you for the gift of salvation, Lord. Oh, God, we bless you for the souls, Lord. We bless you for the ringing of the bells in heaven, God. For those that are saying, yes, Lord, come into my heart.
Yes, Lord.
We bless you for unity in the body of Christ, Lord. Your word says, oh, God, oh, no man but to love them. God, we bless you, Lord Jesus, and we thank you, precious Lord, that you would give unto us more love for our brethren, oh God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we would reach out for each other more, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Jesus, that you would heal selfishness, Lord God. Oh, we bless you, Lord. And we honor you, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your blessed presence, oh, God. And we promise to give you all the praise, oh, God. We bless you, Jesus, for encouragement tonight, God. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. And we bless you for this program, God. We bless you for your daughter's faithfulness, Lord. You caused me to discern her faithfulness in your ministry, God. And we bless you that you will continue to anoint her hands, God, that you might be glorified in the work that you've caused her to steward in the earth realm, oh, God. And, Lord God, we thank you, oh, God, for those that have called in and those that will listen to this recording at a later time, God. We promise, Lord God, to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we bless you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen, amen. I want to thank you so much for coming in to the Kingdom Hour, Apostle Tanya. And
thank
may the
you,
Lord strengthen
you.
And keep you empowered and equipped, as well as everyone else of the body of Christ. And I pray that the Lord will be with you now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty
thank
name.
You.
God bless you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
too.
Thank you. Thank you for the honor. Thank you.